This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Hi, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we're being told there is a new opioid 500 times more powerful than morphine that could be on the market soon. So people are a little concerned. Right? And the critics are warning that the new drug could be more dangerous than OxyContin or fentanyl. Everybody's going to have to hold their horses, but we're going to walk you guys through this, and we have to really think about how we're going to approach treating people with pain. People have pain out there. That's not going away. We can legislate and go after doctors, but we got people in pain. So critics are asking why the FDA would approve a stronger opioid in the middle of the nationwide addiction crisis. It's called Dysuvia. They say it's 500 times more powerful than morphine. It's 5 to 10 times more potent than fentanyl. It goes underneath your tongue, so it's sublingual. The pill dissolves immediately when placed under the tongue by an applicator, so it can be fast-acting. The FDA Drug Advisory Committee voted overwhelmingly 10-3 to approve the drug on Friday. So critics are saying, well, the strength and speed of Dysuvia make it attractive to addicts. Well, I think Grey Goose bottles make it attractive to those addicted to alcohol. I think the Jack Daniel bottle, people are addicted to things. Cigarettes, we'll talk about that. Let me finish with this. Drug maker, Acelrix, said in a statement, "We believe Dysuvia represents an important non-invasive acute pain management option with potential to significantly improve the current standard of care." The FDA rejected approving the drug last year because of concerns it could get into the wrong hands. So this time, the application included guidelines that states the drug must be administered by a trained healthcare professional. So they can't go home and put this under their tongue, it sounds like. You could only get it if a trained professional puts it under your tongue. And then probably watches you and makes sure you don't go into respiratory depression. The vote is not the final say. The FDA does not have to follow the committee's recommendation, they say. And apparently, according to Channel 2 Action News, they didn't comment on specific drugs pending approval. So, people are in pain. This is something that really frustrates me, because I hear from you guys. You have diabetic neuropathy. You have spinal stenosis. You're battling cancer. You have failed back surgery syndrome. There's so much going on that people have. And we are battling the opioid addiction crisis. How? Are we stopping illegal fentanyl from being sold? Are we stopping heroin from coming into our borders? Are we cracking down on drug dealers? No. We're going after doctors and what they prescribe, and we're suing pharmaceutical companies. I get how OxyContin and some very powerful painkillers out there might have spurned people to become addicted and then need to go on to heroin. I get that. But these drugs are out there because we have some people in intractable pain. Real, real, real bad pain. And if any of you have ever experienced horrible pain, you don't give a damn about laws and fighting an opioid crisis or your risk of respiratory depression. You want to get out of pain. So while we start to scare pharmaceutical companies and fight companies. Now, somebody could say, well, you know, obviously pharmaceutical companies are still making painkillers. Well, on one end, some of these drugs have been years in the development. So some of these companies need to double down because they've already invested so much money and they need to just take it to the finish line. But the average pharmaceutical company is watching what's happening to OxyContin in Purdue, and they're like, I don't want to get sued. I don't want anybody blaming me if a star overdoses, dies, and it's all over the news that it was my drug. So, you know what? We're going to lose our bottom line. Let's just not manufacture any new pain medications. So if there's nothing new coming on the market, and everybody is legislating that any medical provider prescribing these drugs can lose their license if they don't do X, Y, and Z, you're going to have a huge problem of there not being access or enough medications out there. Generic companies may start getting sued. Who knows? I mean, people are really vicious. They really are going after the low-lying fruit when it comes to this. You know, I understand what lawyers have to do, and we all need lawyers at some point in our life, you know, for contracts and things like that. They're really smart people. But when somebody gets sued, the person that gets sued is the easiest person to sue. It's not the one that's the most responsible. It's the low-lying fruit. That's why doctors get sued all the time. If you, let's say, got cancer from your job, and your doctor ordered a chest x-ray, and then he sent you to a pulmonary doctor, and then sent you to a specialist, it gets biopsied, and there was a little bit of a delay because of the process, a lawyer will say, we could sue the doctor. Don't know if we could sue your work, but we could sue the doctor. So, as a doctor, that sucks. Now, thank God I don't have pain like many of you guys may have. But I am hoping we have some medications out there where if you need a medication, you can get that. Now, here's the issue. The idea of making a medication that can't go out on the street, that has to be given by a medical professional, then that would mean we would need to have clinics open 24/7. Because if somebody has pain, they are going to have to come over to get this medication. And what about somebody who's bedridden? That's an issue. You know, there could be home health services, things like that. But my worry also is, are these people going to get robbed? Are they going to get, hit and you know, robbed, basically? 1-877, Dr. Dolly, don't go away.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activate nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today, for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Trump raises more than $100 million for his 2020 reelection bid. So it is on. And I had thought that Trump was using all of his own money for his campaigns. I was wrong. He spent a lot. I believe he spent about $66 million of his own funds for his first campaign, which was pretty remarkable because in the beginning he was not asking for donations. And a lot of us don't like to donate to somebody who's going to lose. I think we've all done that. All right. I mean, that's worse than a bad football bet. Like, the Packers spread was 10. You know how many of us thought the Packers were going to very easily cover the spread with the 49ers? And wow, the 49ers shined. That was pretty amazing what happened yesterday, even though the Packers won in the end. But still, we don't like to put money on we don't like to put money on somebody who's going to lose, because that's a lot of money. And the thing with politicians is they don't need $5 or $20. They need thousands of dollars, thousands. So what ends up happening is they really need rich people. I mean, politicians need wealthy people that can write hundreds of dollars to their campaign or thousands of dollars to their campaign. But one thing we've noticed with these old grassroots movements is how small amounts of money can add up. I believe there was a number where FEC filings showed that 56% of the money raised by President Trump's committees from July through September of this year came from supporters who gave donations of $200 or less. So what that means is a brilliant politician, a successful politician, will show the masses how even a $50 donation can help their campaign. But wow, 56% of the money he's made. And he's already made $100 million. They say Trump pulled in $18.1 million last quarter through the campaign committee with two joint fundraising operations with a Republican National Committee. Trump unusually began fundraising for his reelection shortly after his victory from the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton, which, again, right? You know, people say, well, it's because he was more rich than she was. I don't know. The Clintons are pretty rich. I don't know, but I think it did help that he got to use his money. But, did that have an effect? Did President Trump not asking for money in the beginning make you want to vote for him? I think it helped a little bit, because I was like, damn, that's good. You know, because he was already, you know, trying to dig himself out of a hole as being, you know, a rich guy trying to get money. And people thought that he was going to do fraud with the campaign finances. Like, I don't need the money. I'm using my own. Of course, later he did. From what I understand, he pumped in $66 million of his own. And then I believe he used $11 million from his, I think he raised $339 million, spent $322 million, and Hillary Clinton spent $565 million. Now, I want to stop right here. In 2016, Trump spent $339 million. Hillary Clinton spent $565 million. Trump spent $94 million in the final days of the campaign. Clinton spent $132 million. We are looking at almost $1 trillion for two people to battle it out to get into the White House. And you know what that money could have done? In terms of hospitals, in terms of medical centers, in terms of AIDS and cancer research. I'm not blaming Trump or Hillary, but look at these numbers. Clinton spent $565 million on her campaign. Now, the reason why we tolerate it is because that money did make jobs. We usually get a little bit of an economy boost. Usually get this little bit of an economy boost because when you do campaign, well, you got to pay production costs. You got to pay printing costs. Sometimes you need to pay volunteers. So you'd think volunteers, you know, are just volunteers, but you actually have people on staff that then later you hire. And so you need to hire people. You have to pay the TV stations, the radio stations. This is why you get to watch football games for free because of these political ads. So we do get to benefit. It's just I'm looking at these numbers, and I am just blown away by what we spend for two single people to get into the White House. And I get how important it is. Trust me. If Hillary was a president, I just don't know where we would be right now. So I am, you know, happy with the results. I just am not happy that this is the kind of money we have to spend. And already Trump has raised $100 million, and he's going to need it. I mean, in order to become president, I mean, he's required to. I mean, this is what Republicans want. They want him to, you know, succeed, so he has to. But, oh, my gosh, imagine what that money could do. So now, who is he going to be running up against? Well, they're saying in today's news that Joe Biden is probably the front runner. They think he's going to be the next leader of the party. This is according to studybreaks.com. He was a senator for Delaware for 35 years, served on multiple committees, being vice president also, you know, helps. Foreign relations, judiciary committees. He has tried running for president twice, back in 1988, and then in 2008. But then, once he became Obama's running mate, he really hasn't run himself. And he didn't want to go up against the Clintons. So he's been back and forth, and again, I would play it safe if I was anybody on the Democratic side, because boy, do people pounce and dig into your lives, and you don't know who's going to come out going, oh yeah, he slept with me, or he assaulted me, or whatever. But right now, he is leading in the polls. Then, we have Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders may run again. He is the longest-serving independent politician in history. And he has been very, very attractive to the younger liberals. So, he may be a candidate. Elizabeth Warren. Elizabeth Warren has been going back and forth with Trump on her Indian roots, Native American roots. She has roots, Native American roots. It's not a lot, but it's she does. And I don't understand why this is a topic of discussion. I mean, I, you know, whether the DNA test showed her to have 0.0097% or 2%, I don't care. In fact, I think Trump even said he doesn't care. But her being able to kind of, you know, take on Trump, right, has, you know, kind of launched her more into the political scene. People see that she has some cojones. And she was, I guess, Secretary of the Treasury under Obama. Now, she is very progressive. She's 69 years old, and so we don't know if she would be picked over someone like Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris is young. She's 53 years old. Yeah, see, 53 is young, people. She's of Jamaican and Indian descent, and by political standards, she's young. She served as Attorney General of California for 6 years, and then became senator in 2017. So, according to LA Times, her biggest challenge would be developing an identity outside of California. But a lot of people like her. And then you have Cory Booker. Cory Booker is only 49 years old. So again, some youth that can attract the younger people. He has been a senator from New Jersey for nearly 5 years. Went to Stanford, Oxford, Yale. And not as progressive as some of his younger colleagues, more like a centrist, they believe, but, again, could be attracted to young people, and very well-spoken. With the Republicans, I don't know who would probably try to take on Donald Trump. They say Jeff Flake may want to, John Kasich. Mitt Romney, I don't think would. So, in terms of who would, you know, try to go up against Donald Trump, I don't think anybody would. You know, they were saying, well, Nikki Haley will. No, she's not going to. Now, she may possibly have a successful 2024 run. But then again, Mike Pence, people like Mike Pence too. You know, he's really non-controversial. Nice guy, knows what he's doing. Very, very intelligent, very bright. Then Sasse, I hope I pronounced that right. Also young. He's been vocal when it comes to Trump. So he might try to give Trump a run for his money. I just don't think he'll be able to do it. All right, 1-877-DUFF-DOLLY. Don't go away.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo arrived Tuesday in Saudi Arabia. Now he's set to meet with the king to discuss the alleged murder of the Washington Post journalist. Saudi Arabia has denied any involvement in this murder, but Senator Ben Sasse says we need to really get to the bottom of this.
It's evident that the Saudis have a lot to explain in this attempt to create new cover story over new cover story. You don't have a bone saw in an embassy abroad unless you got some big problems going on in your governance.
Massachusetts Senator and possible presidential hopeful Elizabeth Warren released results of a DNA test that she says proves she has at least some Native American heritage. The Cherokee Nation criticized Warren's announcement, saying her use of a DNA test is useless for determining tribal citizenship and that using DNA to determine a connection to any tribal nation is inappropriate and wrong. The test did come back and prove that Warren is 0.98% Native American. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Delphi Show. Thank you all for tuning in. I just don't understand why Walmart's in the news again. A man who was threatened to be banned after stealing at a Walmart in Nashville steals again. Has anybody ever gotten banned from a Walmart? I would really like to hear from you guys. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. If you've ever been banned from a Walmart, you want to know what? I think that's kind of on my bucket list. I think that would be so cool to add to my resume that I was banned from a Walmart. I just think that'd be cool. Anyway, I mean, you have to be some piece of work to not be allowed. I'm sorry. Not be allowed back into Walmart. Hey, that helped my cold. All right, so Mark Artis, 48 years old, is accused of shoplifting more than $150 worth of merchandise from the Walmart on Powell Avenue on Monday. Metro Nashville police said he attempted to walk out of the store while wearing stolen clothes, shoes, a hat, and sunglasses from the store before checking out a cart of laundry detergent. They say after alleged theft from the Berry Hill store back in 2013, artists had reportedly been warned to never return to any Walmart in the world, or he would be cited for trespassing. Artist is charged with theft and trespassing. See, here's my thing. How does Walmart know when you get back in? Do they do like in these casino movies like Ocean's 11 where they have a whole room of security guards watching all the cameras? I bet they do. I bet they do. And, you know, I keep forgetting that there's cameras. I'll straighten my bra. Sometimes your underwear starts to get jacked up, so I'll, like, fix my underwear. You know, I told you guys I got in trouble at a Walmart. I got in trouble. Not enough to get kicked out. I should have made a scene. But I was, I told you guys about this. I was in the douche aisle, and I can't tell what they smell like. And you don't want to spend money on a product and then go home and not like what it smells like, right? You know, because, like, perfume, you could spray it on your wrist. You could spray the perfume. So I, you know, tried to smell the box, and you couldn't. There's no, like, a scratch and sniff on there for you to tell what that product would smell like. So I opened it up, and I opened up one of the packages, right, and then opened up the bottle so I could smell it. Well, I didn't like what it smelled like. And so I wanted to put it back, and the guy's like, what are you doing? I'm like, well, I'm trying to smell what, you know, this smells like. And he's like, you can't be opening up. And I get that. You can't, because then it's not clean, and you know, but I'm like, how do we know what it smells like? And so that's a problem. Just like deodorant. You don't know what deodorant smells like. They really need to have, I think these suppliers need to have little things where you can tell what they, but anyway, so I, you know, I think I bought it anyway, and then I threw it out. But that could have gone bad in 70 different ways. That could have gone bad. So, for those of you that are even thinking about shoplifting at Walmart, you may never be able to enter a Walmart again. And some of you will say, well, who cares? No. Each and every one of us has had some emergency where we had to run into a Walmart. The in-laws are coming. And one needs stool softeners, and you have to run out in the middle of the night to get it. Or your kid is sick and needs Tylenol. Or, you know, something happens, and we all need Walmart. So I know I kind of joke that it's on my bucket list to one day get kicked out of a Walmart or banned. I come to think of it, I just don't think I could. I don't think I would ever want that, unfortunately, preventing me from doing what I need to do at 2 in the morning if I need to go to a Walmart. So we'll keep you posted on that. Now, how many of you guys have visited these dating sites like Christian Mingle, JDate? How many of you knew they were owned by the same person? Apparently, they're owned by the same. So Christian Mingle, JDate, I find that kind of fascinating because, you know, getting Jewish people together, that takes somebody who really, really, really gets the Jews, okay? So if you want to get two Jews together to date, you gotta have food, okay? Jews don't do anything without there being food. That's why Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement, is such a, you know, big, scary holiday for us because we just don't know what to do when there's no food. We don't even know what to say to each other. The break the fast is great, but it's funny. It is like quiet. You can hear a pin drop on Yom Kippur because there's no food. We don't even know what to talk about. But a company owns Christian Mingle, JDate, and other online dating sites. And apparently they have to pay now a $500,000 fine and nearly $1 million in restitution to customers whose subscriptions were automatically renewed and who were denied refunds when requested. Now, that is a trick that really makes my episiotomy scar burn, where you sign up for something and then they just automatically charge your credit card, because they always want your credit card. And you're like, wait a second here, I never said you could renew me. And then you try to get a refund and you can't. The Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office announced Monday that a task force of local prosecutors found that dating sites owned by Spark Networks USA, Ah, I like that. Spark Networks. Automatically renewed customer payments without their consent. The company didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. Officials say under the judgment negotiated with Spark Networks, the firm's sites must now clearly disclose renewal terms and allow users to easily cancel their subscriptions. Members of the Auto Renewal Task Force include District Attorneys of San Diego, Santa Clara, and Santa Cruz. So these auto renewals are the ones that I think, I don't know, I mean, I don't want government getting too involved, but there's some tricky, sneaky stuff these companies do, and I'm tired of it. I think it's ridiculous. I've had that, where, you know, I'm like, look, well, I don't want this. Give me my money back, and then you can't. The other problem is you join a dating site, like Christian Mingle or JDate, and you find somebody, and you start to date them. And now you guys are in deep in this relationship for 9 months. And then she goes online and sees that you still have your account, and you renewed your subscription. That could kill your relationship. Now you're dumped. So you go back onto Christian Mingle or JDate. Nah, not going to work. So you need to protect yourself. Otherwise, you could lose your betrothed who you found on these dating sites. A lot of my friends and family have met their loved ones on these sites. I'm a big fan of them. I think it's great. You know, a lot of us don't drink or go to the bars. So trying to find somebody at a bar doesn't always seem to work for all of us. Getting set up for by a friend, again, doesn't work for a lot of us because we want privacy. We don't want to be, you know, oh, well, how'd it go, what happened? You know, I was listening to, I believe it was Star 107.9, and there was a girl that called in talking about how she wanted to date somebody at work. So she had this brilliant idea, which I don't think sounded so brilliant, but where she pretended there was a whole bunch of people going for happy hour. So she texted this guy, at work, okay, we're all going this place for happy hour. So when he gets there, it's only her. And everybody else, she said, canceled. So he had to just hang out with her. Then he leaves, but then he comes back, and then he needs a ride. So she doesn't know if he's into her or not. And she called it, look, I understand I ambush dated. Ambush dating. That's another thing that you got to be careful of with work. That's something where, oh, yeah, we're all doing this. All of a sudden, nobody's there. Or, yeah, I'm going to have a party. And then you go in there and it's like a candlelit dinner. You're like, wait a second, I was here for a party. Even if that person likes you, that's not romantic. No one likes to be ambushed, even if they're into you. That's some weird behavior. Right? If you like somebody, ask them out. Be direct, I like you. They may be nervous. They may be quiet at first. They may need to think about it, but then they'll come back around. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLIE, don't go away.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce Anti-Aging Skincare Line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communication Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel's work of the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a mom claims that tattoo removal left her with horrific scarring, permanent scars. She says it looks like she was attacked by flesh-eating bugs. Stephanie Lynn, 28 years old, had a skull and roses inked on her left arm 7 years ago, but she wanted to get the, quote, embarrassing art removed before she ties the knot next year. So the mom of two, it looks bad, what happened to her. The mom of two booked an appointment with cosmetics company Fresh Faced in Glasgow to have the tattoo removed. But after two visits to the clinic, she claims that her arm was, quote-unquote, fried and became severely infected. Lynn said her hand swelled to four times its normal size. She couldn't straighten her arm and was left with agonizing pus-filled blisters. Lynn went to the GP to get help for excruciating pain and was prescribed antibiotics for the infection. And then she had to go to a nearby medical center. Now, it looks really bad. So she had to postpone the wedding because her permanent scars have ruined her confidence. She said, when I got the tattoo, I was young and stupid. She underwent laser removal surgery in July. I went to get it removed. I had a patch test, which went fine. I put numbing cream a couple hours before, and when I got my first laser in, I really didn't notice much. But the second time I went, it was horrific. I knew something wasn't right, and I'm going to talk to you guys about how we remove tattoos. She said, the girl who was doing it left me in so much pain, it felt like she was burning my arm. A completely different feeling compared to the first time I did it. It was unbearable. My arm was on fire. The girl put soothing gel over the top, but after 2 days, my arm got swollen 4 times its size. She couldn't straighten her arm. She says, I know it's normal to have swelling, but not like this. It was worse. It's like an electric shock went through my arm. It looked like flesh-eating bugs had attacked it. It looked horrible. She claims that when she reported the infection to Fresh Faced, she was told to go to their pharmacy. There she was given Epiderm cream to keep her skin moisturized and this dermal wash. And then, of course, you start to wash flaying skin, that can make it worse. So, then she didn't hear back from the firm. I'm not sure if now we're looking at lawsuits, but she ends up now having scars. So, real quickly here, when I was younger, I always knew that getting a tattoo was forever. You never get a tattoo of somebody's name. Never get a tattoo, period. If you think there is just one inkling of a chance that you're not going to want that tattoo later. But something came out in the last, shall we say, maybe 20 years, where you could get your tattoo removed. People are like, wow, I can actually get the tattoo removed. And it sounds like 24% of 18 to 50-year-olds have tattoos. 17% have considered tattoo removal. The problem is you can't technically remove it 100%. It's not going to go back to perfect skin. I've seen many people where it looks like it leaves a scar. So the tattoo ink that isn't being absorbed has to be put in a form where your body can absorb it. So what ends up happening is you have these lasers that will break up the ink so that your body could absorb it. According to CNN, they say laser treatment works differently for all patients, depending on the tattoo. The greater the color contrast between the ink and the skin, the easier the removal will be. Black ink on light-skinned people is the easiest to remove. Fluorescent colors like green and purple, nearly impossible to erase. They say patients with tattoos with those colors, he tried to convince them not to remove it. That's according to Dr. Frank. Smaller tattoos, easier to remove. Older tattoos are even easier because the ink is easier to break down. But some of the body art we see now, it's beautiful. Multiple colors, it's fantastic. It's art. The thing is they're very vibrant. They're very intricate. Not going to be that easy to get rid of, especially like what she has, a rose and all sorts of stuff. So, how to safely do it? Well, this patch test they give you is where they give you a little, it's kind of like an allergy test, where they see if you're going to react, and then they watch you for a few days to a week. If you don't react, that's a good sign. But I taught you guys a lot about immunology. Many times you can have a delayed hypersensitivity reaction, or the 17th time something happens to you is when you react. We talked about this with antibiotics. I used to take sulfa drugs, like Bactrim, as a kid all the time. I mean, I didn't take it all the time, but frequently. Then, all of a sudden, as an adult in my 30s, I start going into a huge, vicious reaction. The problem is that your body can get sensitized. So just because a little patch test works doesn't necessarily mean that it can unfortunately be, or it doesn't mean you're going to be safe throughout. And so if you don't think you're going to react to a tattoo because of a little patch test, think again. Or a tattoo removal. Creams may not work. You know, sometimes there's like a dermabrasion, or what they'll try to do is a scrub to kind of inflame the skin to hopefully then have your body absorb the ink. I mean, I don't know what I would recommend. I get having something on your body that you don't want to have and, you know, wanting to, you know, change things up, but I just don't like the idea of messing with something that isn't bothering you now, trying to cause your body to absorb it. I'm just not a big fan of tattoo removal until we get a little bit more clarity on if this tattoo ink can hurt you once you reabsorb it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So a teen, this has been reported by Fox News, who was allegedly bullied by classmates, drops 200 pounds after she moves away. She looks amazing. Her name is Jamie Spiak, 22 years old. She would cut herself 3 times a week after school and do self-harm as a result of being bullied viciously. People call her fat, grab her double chin in the hallways, and she was over 350 pounds. She would binge eat on Oreos and chips, ice cream, to help fight the pain. And she grew up in Saratoga County, New York. She even attempted an overdose. But luckily, she survived. Not only did she survive, she turned it around. So, she had become ill, had to remove her gallbladder, and then she lost 60 pounds in 2 months. She transferred to a new university, and she started one hell of a diet. She stopped binging, started to do prep meals, used wraps and salads, hit the gym. She said she shed 205 pounds in 3 years. She hasn't self-harmed for more than 3 years. She even found a boyfriend named Mead. And she now weighs 145 pounds. And she looks fantastic. So the issues I want to bring up is, one is, when these kids get bullied, it looks like often they think of suicide. It's the ones that are unsuccessful at suicide that can turn themselves around. These are the ones we need to dissect in terms of how did you turn it around and get to these kids before they think of suicide. We have a lot of teen suicide, and I think the number one cause is bullying. They feel they don't like themselves, they don't like their bodies, they don't like who they are, they don't like where they're going. But good for her for being able to turn it around. The 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.